Today is the second day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you today as we get ourselves moved into this new month. It's hot where I am. I don't know if it's hot where you are, but it's hot here in the rolling hills of Tennessee. But it is lovely and beautiful as well, and I trust that you have beauty around you that you can enjoy as a gift from our Father, one of the many, many gifts bestowed upon us. And another gift bestowed upon us is the Word of God, and that is what draws us together in community each day around the global campfire. And so let's dive in and move forward. We've been working our way for a while now through 2 Chronicles, and we should conclude the book of 2 Chronicles in a couple of days. But now, let's return to where we left off, and that brings us back into the reign of King Hezekiah. Today, 2 Chronicles 32, verse 1 through 33, verse 13. After Hezekiah's faithful deeds, King Sennacherib of Assyria came and entered Judah. He laid siege to the fortified cities and intended to break into them. Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that he planned war on Jerusalem. So he consulted with his officials and his warriors about stopping up the water of the springs that were outside the city, and they helped him. Many people gathered and stopped up all the springs and the streams that flowed through the land. They said, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find abundant water?" Then Hezekiah strengthened his position by rebuilding the entire broken-down wall and heightening the towers and the other outside wall. He repaired the supporting terraces of the city of David and made an abundance of weapons and shields. He set military commanders over the people and gathered the people in the square of the city gate. Then he encouraged them, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged before the king of Assyria or before the large army that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. He has only human strength, but we have the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." So the people relied on the words of King Hezekiah of Judah. After this, while King Sennacherib of Assyria with all his armed forces besieged Lachish, he sent his servants to Jerusalem against King Hezekiah of Judah and against all those of Judah who were in Jerusalem, saying, "This is what King Sennacherib of Assyria says. What are you relying on that you remain in Jerusalem under siege? Isn't Hezekiah misleading you to give you over to death by famine and thirst when he says, 'The Lord our God will keep us from the grasp of the king of Assyria'? Didn't Hezekiah himself remove his high places and his altars and say to Judah and Jerusalem, 'You must worship before one altar, and you must burn incense on it'? Don't you know what I and my predecessors have done to all the peoples of the lands? Have any of the national gods of the lands been able to rescue their land from my power? Who among all the gods of these nations that my predecessors completely destroyed was able to rescue his people from my power, that your God should be able to deliver you from my power? So now, don't let Hezekiah deceive you, and don't let him mislead you like this. Don't believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom has been able to rescue his power from my power, or the power of my predecessors. How much less will your God rescue you from my power?" His servants said more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. He also wrote letters to mock the Lord, the God of Israel, saying against him, "Just like the national gods of the lands that did not rescue their people from my power, so Hezekiah's God will not rescue his people from my power." And they called out loudly in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall to frighten and discourage them, in order that he might capture the city. They spoke against the God of Jerusalem, like they had spoken against the gods of the peoples of the earth, which were made by human hands. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, prayed about this and cried out to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel who annihilated every valiant warrior, leader, and commander in the camp of the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria returned in disgrace to his land. He went to the temple of his God, and there some of his own children struck him down with the sword. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the power of King Sennacherib of Assyria and from the power of all others. He gave them rest on every side. Many were bringing an offering to the Lord to Jerusalem and valuable gifts to King Hezekiah of Judah. And he was exalted in the eyes of all the nations after that. In those days, Hezekiah became sick to the point of death. So he prayed to the Lord, who spoke to him and gave him a miraculous sign. However, because his heart was proud, Hezekiah didn't respond according to the benefit that had come to him. So there was wrath on him, Judah, and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So the Lord's wrath didn't come on them during Hezekiah's lifetime. Hezekiah had abundant riches and glory, and he made himself treasuries for silver, gold, precious stones, spices, shields, and every desirable item. He made warehouses for the harvest of grain, new wine, and fresh oil, and stalls for all kinds of cattle, and pens for flocks. He made cities for himself, and he acquired vast numbers of flocks and herds, for God gave him abundant possessions. This same Hezekiah blocked the upper outlet of the water from the Gihon spring and channeled it smoothly downward and westward to the city of David. Hezekiah succeeded in everything he did. When the ambassadors of Babylon's rulers were sent to him to inquire about the miraculous signs that had happened in the land, God left him to test him and discover what was in his heart. As for the rest of the events of Hezekiah's reign and his deeds of faithful love, note that they are written in the visions of the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Hezekiah rested with his ancestors and was buried on the ascent to the tombs of David's descendants. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem paid him honor at his death. His son Manasseh became king in his place. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight, imitating the detestable practices of the nations that the Lord had dispossessed before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places that his father Hezekiah had torn down and reestablished the altars for the Baals. He made Asherah poles, and he bowed in worship to all the stars in the sky and served them. He built altars in the Lord's temple, where the Lord had said, "Jerusalem is where my name will remain forever." He built altars to all the stars in the sky in both courtyards of the Lord's temple. He passed his sons through the fire in Ben-Hinnom Valley. He practiced witchcraft, divination, and sorcery, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did a huge amount of evil in the Lord's sight, angering him. Manasseh set up a carved image of the idol, which he had made, in God's temple that God had spoken about to David and his son Solomon. "I will establish my name forever in this temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. I will never again remove the feet of the Israelites from the land where I stationed your ancestors, if only they will be careful to do all I have commanded them through Moses, all the law, statutes, and judgments." So Manasseh caused Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to stray so that they did worse evil than the nations the Lord had destroyed before the Israelites. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they didn't listen. So he brought against them the military commanders of the king of Assyria. They captured Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. When he was in distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and earnestly humbled himself before the God of his ancestors. He prayed to him, and the Lord was receptive to his prayer. He granted his request and brought him back to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. So Manasseh came to know that the Lord is God. Romans 15:23-16:9. But now I no longer have any work to do in these regions, and I have strongly desired for many years to come to you whenever I travel to Spain, for I hope to see you when I pass through and to be assisted by you for my journey there once I have first enjoyed your company for a while. Right now I am traveling to Jerusalem to serve the saints, because Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. Yes, they were pleased, and indeed are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual benefits, then they are obligated to minister to them in material needs. So when I have finished this and safely delivered the funds to them, I will visit you on the way to Spain. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in prayers to God on my behalf, praying that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea, that my ministry to Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, and that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed together with you. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church in Kenchrea, so you should welcome her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints and assist her in whatever matter she may require your help. For indeed she has been a benefactor of many, and of me also. Give my greetings to Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life. Not only do I thank them, but so do all the Gentile churches. Greet also the church that meets in their home. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews and fellow prisoners. They are noteworthy in the eyes of the apostles, and they were also in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this story of King Hezekiah that we are reading in 2 Chronicles, and we watched today an insurmountable situation turn into a rescue at your hand. The enemy was coming down upon them, and Hezekiah did all that he could do and then placed his complete trust and hope in you along with his people. It's actually such a simple lesson that we can do what we can do as you lead and guide us, but in the end, our hope and trust is utterly in you. Without you, we can do nothing. And so come, Holy Spirit, plant this in our lives. In the end, no matter what we do, we must put our trust in you. There is literally no other place. You are the source and creator of all things, and all things are yours, including us. It's just that you don't tolerate us as a possession. You father us like a child. And so once again, the scriptures remind us of this ultimate reality. There is no other source of strength or hope outside of you. And with you, there is nothing that is impossible. And so we cling to these truths and ask you, Holy Spirit, to bring these truths into the places in our lives, the situations, the circumstances, the relationships where it is needed. We trust you. You are the only one that knows the way. And so lead us. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. That's where you can find out what's happening around here. So check it out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible app. You can download that free from the app store that works with your device. Check out the different sections, like the community section, and get connected there. The prayer wall is there. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources available for this journey through the whole Bible. Every verse, every book, everything in a year together in community. And so check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to build community around that rhythm, what we lovingly know as the global campfire, if that is life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Well, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, fam, it's Bart from Texas. Hey, I wanted to reach out today and tell Brian thank you, as always. Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. We're right there. And I think we've all sat through a lot of funerals and listened to that. And it goes right over the top of our heads. He makes me still. And I will serve him so long as I live. And I'm going to tell you, family, we just sent the oldest son. He's headed back to Portland with my dad. The other one left a couple weeks ago, and it always creates turmoil. Turmoil inside me. My wife gets to pay for it a lot of times because I reevaluate my life and I sit there and I try to figure out what's wrong, why things happen the way they do, and we pardon the airplane. But we have these rough spots in our lives. And, man, I'm not going to lie. It's been rough. You got a mad boss. You got everybody's under pressure. We're laying people off. It's kind of been a nightmare. But, man, it's Sunday morning. I sit there, and if you really sit and listen to God's word, we're just fine. We're absolutely fine. And it's up to me to keep this place loving God, and I want to thank every one of you for keeping me straight and narrow. I love you guys. I love you so much.
This is Rodney from Atlanta calling to pray for the brother or the young man who called about his brother's wife having cancer that has spread now to her brain. Or the bottom of her brain, I believe it is. We want to pray for her and children and her brother that God will undergird during this time. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you see this lady who was going through this problem, our sister, who was going through this devastating situation in her life. But Lord, we know you have the power to turn any situation around. That the name of Jesus is greater than the name of cancer. God, I thank you, Lord, right now for touching her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God, and doing a miraculous. God, we place her in your hand. God, your will be done. So, Lord, we pray, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that, God, you will bring a miracle that will blow the minds of the family and people around her. God, I pray, Lord, that those around her will minister life, even through in this very difficult time of going through the valley of the shadow of death. God, I thank you, Lord, right now, that, God, you will do it for her. Touch the family, touch the husband, touch the children, God, as you go through this horrific season in their life. And God, we will give you praise. We will give you the honor. We will give you the glory because you are due all the glory. God, we will praise you in advance for this miracle. It's in the mighty, the matchless, majestic, and marvelous name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hi, neighbors. It's Lisa the Encourager. I'm calling in tonight to encourage some of you that might be struggling with repeating or just you're having your sin nature and really beating yourself up about it. I had a good friend of mine talk about somebody that was recently baptized and how that is exactly what is happening to him right now. He is just really struggling, and he thought, I think things would be easier or a little rosier once he was baptized and it would all go away. But that sin nature, just like Paul talks about, where he says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And that's because, you know, sin lives in us. But of course, through Jesus Christ, thankful to God that he takes that for us away. We're always going to be a slave to sin and have the sinful nature, but I just want to encourage all of you to know that that's why there was a price that was paid for your sin. Each of us need to pursue the law and pursue God's, what God wants us to do with our lives, and obey him. And I think that is the key here, is that you are pursuing it and you are seeking the Lord to help you through it. But you're not perfect because there's someone else trying to pull you the other direction. But through Jesus Christ, we will.
Dear God, I praise you and I thank you for the prayers that have been said for my daughter. This is not Shaken calling regarding Minnie Mouse. I want to thank you, Chicago Peg, Junk to Treasure, Jersey Jane for Jesus, Jenny in Minnesota, and Sheena from Saskatchewan, for the prayers that you've said. And I am going through a sleepless night because my daughter's emotional and mental state is deteriorating with everything that she's going through right now and the dragging this out. She's an alcoholic, and she has started drinking. And so I beg of you all to continue your prayers. I am praying along with all of you as you say your prayers, and it does give me great peace to know that you are all out there. This is the only peace I get. I just don't know why it's happening, why it's taking so long, and why this is being so dragged out. Please help with your prayers as you have been. Thank you so much. God bless you all, and amen.